T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,496. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
Thank you, Iron Men's Room. On tap today, Ryan Castle joins us, and once again, we will sit and spin. Today, we get into the cover game with 10 pop singers doing rock songs. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
Clack.
Drunk out there, drunk.
All right, here we go. Florida woman gives birth to a beautiful baby girl in the Miami International Airport. Meanwhile, a company in India is paying remote workers to yell at armed robbers in the U.S. before they go to court. Man who had heart attack because of energy drinks wants to ban their sale to teens. Emergency crews in Japan summoned for drowning woman and find someone's rubber queen. And a woman goes hiking in Michigan, meets a pissed off bison on the trail. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, if you're in the real estate market, I should let you know that the home where Charles Manson's followers stabbed and murdered a couple, well, it sold for under market value. Now, who would have guessed that a home where a couple was stabbed 50 times and bled out on the floor would sell for less than the asking price? Now, as I understand it, telling potential buyers about a death in a home, murder, suicide, natural causes, or whatever, apparently that is a state-to-state thing. But on the other hand, would you rather know in advance, or would you like to be the woman on TikTok who discovered the outline of a dead body under the carpet of her new home? Now, to be fair, she thinks it might be a joke, but she also thinks it might not be a joke. Either way, she's not feeling very comfortable in her own home. And I don't care who you are, your home should be your sanctuary. Your sanctuary, not a bird sanctuary. There's a family in California. They came home from dinner only to discover that in the few hours that they've been gone, over 800 birds had taken over their house. The inside of their house, that should be pointed out. These things were living in their home. Now, people who do want birds in their house, usually they go the more traditional route and they do things like, I don't know, get themselves a pet bird. And if you do have a pet bird, you probably hope that a naked stranger does not break into your home and kill it. Sadly, that exact scenario played out earlier this week in Bel Air. A naked guy wandered into a house, killed a pet birds, took a shower, stole a pair of shorts, and then rolled out. I can't explain it. That's just what happened. I mean, look, if someone's going to walk into your home and kill your pet, you'd at least hope, at the very least, it's an emergency situation. Mike, you'll appreciate this. Like the Oregon family, they had a pet chimpanzee. And then the pet chimpanzee escaped from its cage and attacked the daughter. Well, the police showed up, but for them to offer any real help, the homeowner had to agree to let them shoot the chimp in the head because it's a chimp. And it was angry. We'll get to all these stories in a minute. But the thing they have in common, they all happen at someone's house, man. And that's what comes up with today's very question. Whether you were home at the time or not, what happened in your house?
Be a part of the big show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
All the shows and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,496.
What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Exciting day. Guaranteed future repeat. That's a fact.
I can feel it already.
Ryan Castle will join us, and once again, we will sit and spin. Here's the deal on today's sit and spin. We've got 10 pop singers doing rock songs.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Well, that's because the fine folks at Metallica, they're celebrating their 30th anniversary of the Black Album.
All right.
Their fifth studio album. And with that, they've got a brand new box set coming out of all kinds of live recordings, reissues. Basically, they redid the album and all the things you'd expect. Interviews, acoustic versions. And then they do one thing that you didn't really expect. They are putting out a separate CD on this called the Metallica Blacklist. And that includes different artists from various genres doing their versions of Metallica classics. So 53 different bands from around the world are all covering their favorite Metallica tune from the Black Album.
It'd been funny if they all picked the same song.
Yeah. And the first one that they let us get a little sample of, a little taste of today, believe it or not, is Miley Cyrus and Elton John covering Nothing Else Matters.
Okay, just like we thought.
Yeah, that's exactly the way this thing is going to go down. So, with that in mind, and hopefully that will be included in the list, I'm pretty sure it will be, today we've got 10 pop singers doing rock songs on Sit and Spin.
Might as well, man. You got rock guys doing pop stuff.
Right? Absolutely.
We have like Careless Whisper, Sounds of Silence. What was the other? Zombie? Is that the one I'm thinking? Yeah.
Yeah, that's, oh God, I can't remember.
I cannot remember who does Zombie, for the life of me.
Bad Wolves. Bad Wolves. Bad Wolves. Bad Wolves.
Yo, the Bad Wolves. Bad, yeah, they do that cover
they
Zombie.
Do. Yeah, they do. Yeah. All the covers that you hear.
That's yeah. Right.
So we're going to get into some pop singers doing rock songs and covers coming up with Sit and Spin. Oh, here is some exciting news. We come in this morning, and believe it or not, just in time for the heat, just in time for summer, It is the Men's Room Koozie.
Oh, yeah.
Rock shop now. Keep your beverage cold over the summer. I've got mine right now. Keeping my Miller Lite warm or cold. And
keeping it warm.
Yeah, exactly. Just for the show. Absolutely. You can get them as a single or a six-pack just in time for the summer. Yeah, available now in the Rock Shop at KISW.com. So that's a very cool thing. And today on our question, we're going to talk about probably not cool things that actually happened in your home.
Yep.
And we'll start with a homeowner who was confronted by a man who broke into his family's Bel Air home and killed their pet birds. Matt Sapps was at his home with his wife, Monica, when she called to tell him someone was inside their home. The man, who can be seen on the home's Ring camera footage, walked around the couple's backyard naked, entered the home, and helped himself to a shower and a pair of shorts. Matt then confronted the man, who kept claiming the house was his, and saying that he, in fact, would call the police. Matt then had to jump off the balcony of the master bedroom and called the police. Police later identified the man as 34-year-old Ryan Keehan. The Ring video shows the man calmly walking around, sitting on the couch, and relaxing. Matt said he's lucky he only had to worry about his own safety, as his wife was watching through the security cameras, and their children were not home at the time of the incident. The intruder also killed two of their beloved pet birds with his bare hands. A representative from the home security company arrived and detained the intruder before handing him over to police to be arrested. He's expected to be in court next Monday and face a number of felony charges. Who goes into someone's house and decides to kill their pet birds?
Well, first of all, who goes into someone's house naked? That just starts there. But
good call.
The guy that I expect to kill my pet birds is the guy that broke into my house naked. Like, somehow that all makes sense, because none of it makes sense.
Now we head to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Anybody here been to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina?
I have.
I was there once as a kid, but haven't been there in a long time. When's the last time you were in Myrtle Beach?
1999.
Okay.
So recently.
All right, not too bad.
Miles, you should go back there. It's a golfing paradise.
I know. I was supposed to go last year, but that plan somehow fell through. I'm not sure what happened. A 54-year-old guy in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, called the cops on Saturday and said his 45-year-old girlfriend of 2 weeks had assaulted him during an argument in their home. And the thing they were fighting about was making s'mores.
Oh, yeah, every time.
It's not clear if they were arguing about how to make them or whether to make them. When cops got there, the woman claimed she never hit him and that it was just a heated verbal argument. He claimed she did hit him, but there's no bruises or marks to back up his story.
There's also no sleeves.
So they didn't have enough evidence to arrest her. It's not clear if they broke up, if they were going to work through it or whatever, but I figure if you get in a fight over s'mores after 2 weeks, things aren't going your way. And a story closer to home, out of Pendleton, Oregon. A deputy shot and killed a chimpanzee after he managed to escape from his cage and then bit a 50-year-old woman several times on her torso, arms, and legs. The attack occurred at about 8 a.m. on Sunday in Pendleton, Oregon. First responders rushed to the scene after receiving calls of an animal attack. Sheriff's office says the chimpanzee had resided with the owners for approximately 17 years.
Doesn't matter.
The owner told authorities that his 50-year-old daughter was trapped in the basement bedroom with the chimpanzee and needed immediate medical aid. In order to render aid to the daughter, a deputy had to put down the chimp with one shot to the head at the request of the owner. Then, after the chimp was down, aid was rendered to the woman. Both the owner and her adult daughter were taken to an area hospital in Pendleton for treatment. So, apparently, after 17 years of living in the home, probably without too many incidences, this chimpanzee...
It's a chimpanzee. Sorry, man. And look, if I'm a cop, and if you say there's an animal disturbance, sure, I'm going to drive to the address. If you slip up and say it's a chimp, like, I'm not going.
No.
I'm not going to be the first guy there.
Because we know what they have the power of doing.
Also, I don't know where it is. You know, luckily, it's in the basement doing it. Like, the benefit for everyone else involved is that it was busy attacking that woman.
Right.
But otherwise, now, if it gets out of the band, it's roaming around your house or it's outside. Like, I want no part of this, man.
Yeah. I will say this. I don't know exactly what the math is on this. But the chimpanzee who was in Massachusetts, who basically ripped the woman's face off, right?
He did not basically do that. He did exactly that.
Hands, yeah. And everything else.
Her hands and her face. Because the chimp, in that case, the chimp was not acting aggressively. It was outside of the house. The owner was trying to coax the chimp back in. The woman whose face got ripped off was a friend of the owner. And when she got out of the car, she was familiar with the chimp. But she tried to help coax him back in and held up either a Tickle Me Elmo
It was an Elmo doll.
Apparently, the last thing you should hold up to a chimpanzee is an Elmo doll, because it ripped her face off of her head that.
Now, what we do understand, though, that chimpanzees will also rip off a guy's junk.
Yeah, because they don't want you to procreate. If they're fighting out in the wild, the idea is like, even if you take me, you can't reproduce.
And other chimpanzees, they do the same thing, too. So in the case of, let's say this chimpanzee...
That's different than I got your nose. Or I have your testicles and your penis.
Let's assume it's a female. As a guy, if you were to go down there and try to, confront the chimpanzee, or I know that's a bad idea, but either way, if it's a female, it's not going to do the same thing to you. It's not going to rip off your junk.
That's ripped off her face.
I know, but that's just the male that does that, right?
Because as I understand, because the idea is
reproduction.
In the animal kingdom, usually the guys want their lineage, right? Lions, chimpanzees, you name it. So the best thing you could do, in case you're going to lose the fight, as a chimp sees it, I rip off your junk, even if you take me out. The one thing, you can't reproduce, and then you kind of become useless to your troop, right? So that's kind of the thing. with that woman he was attacking in the basement, this one in Oregon, I mean, he was still biting her, her arms, right, her legs, her everything.
Yeah, generally ripping the junk off is probably the worst, but in this case,
yes.
I mean, he's already ripping off faces, he's ripping you limb to limb, like, it's all bad.
It is. I can't imagine you would have this thing in your house.
And that's the thing, you know, people talk about pit bulls and that kind of thing, and I understand, but, like, the one thing about pit bulls, like, they don't throw punches. Like, no matter how it's going to attack you, it's going to be its mouth, which is problematic, I understand that, but the chimp, it's the mouth, it's its feet. They said that in some cases when chimps fight, man, because of the way their feet are, they'll pin your wrist back with their feet and then use their hands to rip off the rest of it.
Jesus.
Right, so think about it.
And, then their strength is unbelievable.
Right, so if you said like a pit bull also knows Muay Thai, you'd be like, oh, wow. You know, that's basically the same thing. Like the chimp might bite you with bigger teeth than you got. He might just punch you. He might just break your limbs. He might rip them off. He might rip off your jaw. Like nothing about that is okay.
I'm a sheriff's deputy in Pendleton, Oregon, of all places. And you're going to call and say, hey, we got our daughter in the basement, man, and this chimp's attacking her. Can you come over? I'm just thinking to myself, what did I sign up for?
Not bad.
What did I sign up for? Like, this is not what I thought I would sign up for.
But you notice in these cases, right? So they call the cops, it seems, when it's a chimpanzee. If it's something like a lion or a tiger, they will eventually get to the cops. But the cops even say, you need to call animal control. Right? But with a chimp, it's like, guns out. Shoot this thing down. I don't know. But 17 years. But that also tells me if you had a chimp, because they're smart, obviously. But if you had a chimp for 17 years and still have to put it in a cage, maybe that's enough to pet you on.
Yeah, I mean,
like if you have a pet tiger, it's always in the cage, right?
But Pendleton's famous for its Roundup. A lot of cowboys down there.
They're also famous for the
chimp. Are they lassoing chimps? You imagine trying to lasso a chimp? How poorly that would go for everyone involved.
Or he'd probably just yank you.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Pendleton also has men's and women's clothing. The company out of Pendleton, Oregon.
What about Pendleton Whiskey?
Is
that from there?
I believe so. I've got a dog bed. Maybe not. I got a dog bed that's a Pendleton bed. It's really nice. So I'm assuming they do that. And they have chimpanzees that attack their own.
Other than the chimp attacks, Pendleton sounds lovely.
I only know it because I have a buddy that goes every year for the Roundup.
You weren't kidding about that.
Oh, no.
Okay.
He's showing me pictures. It looks awesome.
Where is Pendleton located exactly? Do we know?
Oregon.
Okay. Well, that's exactly right. Yes, it is.
I'm not
in Oregon.
Look, I'm dead serious. A good buddy of mine, him and his buddies and their wives go every year, and I'm like, that looks fun. He's like, yeah, man, it's like famous.
Okay.
All right, a question. Whether you were home at the time or not, what happened in your house? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
All right, so when I was a kid growing up in Issaquah, the Issaquah Creek flooded out pretty much every year, and I lived about 15 minutes downstream if you were riding an inner tube down the creek from the salmon hatchery. One year the hatchery flooded out, we ended up with over 100,000 fingerling salmon in our basement.
You ended up with 100,000 what?
Fingerling salmon.
Oh, of course.
I think he said salmon in your basement?
Yes.
So what's the technique to now get them out of the basement, right? I mean, do you call Fish and Wildlife? Do you cast a pole? I mean, what do you do?
Actually, the fire department had to come out and use their hoses to pump out our basement. And every 5 seconds, they had to stop and clear out their pump.
Is this what's full of fish?
So did they kill all the fish?
Yeah, got them all.
Okay.
Were they full size or like little babies?
Yeah, fingerling salmon are little babies.
Fingerling salmon.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, it's the hatchery.
Yes, that makes sense. Okay, now it's all coming together for me. Yes, I was right there with you, Ted. It was taking me a little time to...
Big or little? Yes!
Yes!
Like, listen, Ed McMahon.
I don't have direct answers.
They
really had that problem, I want to say, like, when Katrina hit in New Orleans and then also in Houston... what was it, man? Like, so I know some gators are in the street, but that's not completely out of the realm. But was it the dolphins?
I thought the Navy lost dolphins that they were trying to make smarter or something.
Was that? I remember, like, wherever these dolphins were, it got flooded during the hurricanes. The dolphins were like, peace out, bro. And I mean, I want to say they found, like, one of them. And the other one, they're gone.
Yeah. I think the only animal that's really ever invaded my house were those mites from the dead bird. And they were dropping from my oven. And it was just like, they looked like little tiny crabs.
But I think, that's just gross. I would rather
go
home.
It smelled like death in my house.
They're falling out of the corpse of a dead bird, stuffed above. I mean, like, I'd rather come home and deal with a raccoon, right? It's a one-time deal. You grab your shovel, you scream. as opposed to mites basically falling from the heavens onto my stove.
Right. Well, when I was a kid, we'd get squirrels sometimes in the attic. And you had to, like, call a, I don't know, it was a squirrel guy, whatever. But they'd show up. They're like,
hey,
squirrel guy.
I'm Billy the squirrel guy. You got a squirrel in the attic? Give me a call.
But you remember, like, as a kid, it seemed like a massive deal. Like, there's a squirrel up there. There's a trap.
Parents really freak out, man.
Yeah.
It's really not that big of a deal. I mean, get it out of your house, but parents really, really freak. Oh, my God. There's a squirrel. It's like, dude, it's a squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in the attic, right? I mean, yeah. Just chill out. We'll get him out. Don't freak out about it. Although, we both had bats in the house. That's a much... I don't know what it is about bats. Maybe it's just because we grow up and we think they're all going to turn into goddamn vampires or something. Yeah. But you see a bat. If you have a bird in your house, nobody freaks out. You have a bat in your house. I mean, people have a real, real hard time.
Have you? How about humans in your house that you are scared of? Just based on the knowledge of you know who this person is.
The only time I've been scared of human beings in my house, and it's few and far between, and not every time, but the only time is if I'm moving. And that's from childhood when we moved around. More recently, when we moved out of our first hill place, as you begin to talk to these guys or they talk and you just kind of hear bits and pieces of the past, you're like, oh, my God. I mean, we had a guy who's a murderer, you know, taking our stuff out of the place. And it's like, I don't know what to say. And then he broke my dresser. But I had an inkling that he had killed his girlfriend based on his own statement.
Yeah, he told me the same thing to me.
Hey, man, I like broke the dresser, the front fell off. I'm like, no problem.
Mm-hmm. How about my house? But I've definitely been in other homes where there was some scary
things.
Okay. When I was a kid, we needed to get the inside of our house painted. And my stepfather sat me down. He says, listen, he said, your Uncle Rudy, he's going to send down two guys from Detroit, and they're going to stay in our house for the week, and they're going to paint the house, okay?
I know, it just sounds bad from the jump.
Uncle Rudy, Detroit, two guys from Detroit.
They owed Uncle Rudy a favor. He got them out, all right? So now they're on the hook, and they were painters. They were both, they're painter by trade, right?
Yeah, that says a lot.
So he sits me and I says, listen, I just want you to know these two guys are, they just got out of jail, and I'm going to go pick them up. All right, and I'm going to be gone for a day or two, and I'm going to go get them, and I'm going to drive back, and then they're going to stay in our guest bedroom, but I just want you to know that if anything weird happens, I want you to report it to me immediately. If you...
How old are you at the time?
I'm like 10. if you see them drinking alcohol in the house, you have to tell me immediately, because they're not allowed to have alcohol. There's all these different rules in the house, you know what I mean?
So, but it's just you and them?
Yeah. And they're staying in the house. I mean, my mom was out of town. It's just me and the stepfather, right?
Because your mom would have been like, hell no.
Okay, so long story short, there's no incidents, anything like that. Wintertime comes around, and I go to the wood pile to start bringing some wood in for the winter. I'm out at the wood pile outside, and I realize that these guys had stashed no less than 15 bottles of vodka in between the wood, right. All right? And they drank it all. They were all empty bottles. But my stepfather was the one that put it together.
Right.
You know, like, hey, man, what's up? And he's like, and he looked at the bottles, and the bottles were something that he was familiar with.
Of course.
And he was like, I'll be damned. He's like, they were drunk the entire time. And I was like, well, they didn't kill anybody, you know, like... That's cool with me.
Two drunk dudes that just got out of prison from Detroit were hanging out with my 10-year-old, and they were hammered the whole time.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Whether you're home at the time or not, what happened in your house? 206-421-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Our question, whether you're home at the time or not, what happened in your house? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Graham. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo. Boo.
Hey, real quick, every day I pick up my son from school, and he's autistic, and man, he loves you guys every day.
Nice.
Wants to listen to you guys.
How old is he? We had a 3-year-old yesterday that apparently wants his dad to shut up so he can listen. How old's your kid?
Gabriel's 10.
Is he still doing school, or is he not done with that yet?
Tomorrow's his last day before the summer.
What's he doing for the summer?
Once we get the pool up, probably this weekend, probably swimming in the pool.
Wow.
Okay. Get it up this weekend, homie. It's going to be hot.
Yeah, that's fact.
Yes, we got to get it done by this weekend. So anyway, I live in Auburn now, but I lived in a house in Hilltop, and we bought it in 08, my wife and I, and right before we had bought it, they had remodeled it. I think it was like, you know, they flip it. You know, they bought it, remodeled it, and sold it. So our kitchen was really nice. Granite countertops, all that. anyway, and my fantasy football commissioner was also an amateur pornographer. And he asked me, he goes, hey, man, you know, you're the only person that has, like, a decent, like, house. And I'm like, my house isn't that great. He goes, yeah, but your kitchen's, like, brand new. And I said, yeah. And he goes, do you think your wife would be cool if we did, like, a photo shoot in your kitchen? I'm like, well, what kind? He's like, you know, he's like, I'm trying to break out into Hustler. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, let me ask her. And I was thinking she was going to say no way. And, of course, she's like, hell yeah, let's do it.
Really?
We did have to tell him to started out with one girl. Then it was going to be one girl and two dudes. And then he's like, actually, it's going to be six dudes and a girl. And I said, yeah, no, let's, can we keep it in single digits there, man, maybe? And he said, yeah, that's cool. So, yeah, my kitchen wound up in the August 2009 or 2010 issue of Hustler. I've got it somewhere.
Oh, now, I was going to say, how did your kitchen look in the pictures?
It looked good, man. I mean, you know, we had dark stained cherry cabinets, green tile, granite countertops. And I'm not going to lie, when we'd have dinner over, friends over for dinner, they're like, how much did you scrub this afterward? And I'm like, no, we scrubbed it a lot. And they're like, can we eat in the living room?
See,
I'm like,
that's what I was going to ask.
Do you tell people, like, hey, while you're enjoying this meal, we shot a porn here?
Some of my friends that knew about it some of them were really cool. Others were kind of apprehensive, like, yeah, maybe we'll just go out to dinner. We'd rather not eat at your place. But for the most part, they thought it was cool. I mean, and my wife, she was like, bought a bunch of copies of it so we could give them out to people. Like, hey, yeah, we're in Hustler. And it's like, you're in Hustler? No, our kitchen.
Where did the most naked butts touch surface? So, I mean, was the granite countertops taken advantage of?
Yeah, for sure the countertop, and then actually the floor. Once she was on the floor, I'm not going to lie, man, there was kind of like a slug trail afterwards.
let me ask you this.
Now, wait, who's responsible for cleaning? So they do the photo shoot, and is it like you and your wife have a mop and bucket, or does he take care of this as well?
Nope. Part of the stipulation is that you got to clean it top to bottom when you're done, dude. And I asked him. I said, hey, I just want a few copies of this if it gets published. And it did get published.
So were you present for the photo shoot, or did you just let him do it and you checked up later?
No, I was there.
Okay. Let me ask you. So you watched them do this thing?
Yeah.
Was it stills, or were they actually filming a video?
He filmed video, but the stills were published in Hustler, but he took video as well. I think the whole thing took under 2 hours.
Did he come in and, like, adjust lighting and all the other stuff, or was it just, look, the kitchen as is and that's it?
Yeah, I mean, he had one of those, I mean, yeah, I can't remember what they're called, but it looks like a big white screen that directs the lighting in a specific fashion. I mean, he had some of that stuff set up, and that, I think, was more for the motion. For filming the video, which he self-published and was pretty raunchy.
Did you actually see them in mid-coitus?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I've never got a ticket to that show before. Right. I've never watched with their knowledge. Two other people.
With their knowledge. Look, caveat.
Well, apartment building across the street. I told you, man, it was a couple of men all the time. I walk out the street, like, Jesus Christ, what is going on over there? But I've never been a spectator. When someone knows that I am there and I am watching them. Now,
but they're working, man. It's just doing the job.
So, like, if I watch a porn, I immediately, the first thing that comes to my mind is, other than feeling inferior, So when you see this guy, and you know what I mean, he takes off his pants, you're like, this is a guy that's in porn, right?
Yeah, it's weird. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. It's the job for them. So they're like, the girl, and she can't, I can't remember what her name was. But, you know, she introduced herself. She was like, yeah, okay, cool. Is this where we're doing it? Okay, cool. Yeah. You know, and she had something else she had to be doing. So she was on a time schedule, and it was like punching in and punching out first. Yeah. I probably could have worded that better.
I got a 6 o'clock shift at Sherry's. We're going to get this over with fast.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, are they, you know, in the world of porn, I mean, how much editing goes into this? Or is it kind of a one-take deal? I mean, is there a guy just standing with his hands on his hips, erection, waiting to enter the scene, or what?
Yeah, I mean, as far as, there's definitely a lot of editing. Based, now that I've kind of heard not me behind the camera, but been behind the scenes, and there's definitely a lot of editing that happens. The whole thing, like I said, was about 2 hours. maybe about a half hour from setup. And
did you
take your clothes off and you just go?
Did you watch the actual video? So, in other words, you're behind the scenes, and then you see the video beyond the photo shoot and think, like, I can't believe you cut that scene out. How did that hit the floor? That was a great moment.
Yeah, you know, and the guy that did it, like, this was pretty tame as far as what he was into. it was, you know, the video, I mean, I saw it on the camera itself. I once he got it, I think he ripped it to DVDs or whatever, but he took maybe, I don't know, maybe 100 photos, 200 okay. photos, because they were only going to publish one in Hustle, like one or two in Hustle.
I got to ask, how long did this guy have to perform for, you know what I mean, to be able to make this? Was it like one session? Was it two sessions? Was it three sessions? You know what I'm saying?
No, it was, I want to say it was probably two sessions, and each one was maybe just shy of an hour, I want to say.
Damn, that's impressive.
Damn, man.
Yeah, again, it was very, for lack of a better term, it was very workmanlike.
No, I mean, it's their job. They're getting paid for this, man.
And how did
and
they,
again, I,
how did they,
no, go ahead.
How did they look? I mean, as far as the couples go. I mean, were they attractive couple?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, Hustler's a little lenient on the attractive part.
No, this was not, I mean, this is what you would, if you were to go to, like, Fox's or Rick's back in the day, kind of what you would expect from that. You know, it's the Northwest, it's not Vegas.
Okay, and did you ever think for a second maybe taking one of the pictures, one of the pictures from the Hustler, and framing it, and hanging it in your kitchen?
Yeah. I mean, my wife wanted to do that. That's what she wanted to do. And I said, you know, I don't know that my parents would be cool with that if they came over. So
they wouldn't be.
I mean, we had a coffee that we had in the Yeah, I know. And we had a coffee table that had a glass top so you could put stuff in it. So we had it in there to kind of show it off for people. And then, you know, we were having company, like parents or whatever, we just throw a tablecloth over the table. And, oh, yeah, you know, and then it's completely hidden.
Did you ever forget to throw the tablecloth? Or, you know, it's Thanksgiving, the parents coming over, and it's like, why is there a Hustler here?
I don't think so. My wife was pretty fastidious about stuff like that.
Okay. And what do you think your parents would think? Not to hang the picture in the kitchen, but if you said, look. So I'll let you guys know, our house has been featured in a magazine, although it's not, you know, Better Homes and Gardens here. It is, it's Hustler. I mean, would they be happy for you on some level?
No. I don't think so. And yeah, no.
One more question. You said you live in Auburn now.
Yes.
And you're at Hilltop then. So when you move, do you think your kitchen now is porn level quality? Your new kitchen?
No. Okay. Heavens, right. No. So it's mid-70s. It needs work bad.
Right. So no one's going to ask you this again.
Damn, he downgraded.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Unbelievable, man.
Better get a deal on that house.
That is it's an unusual request.
That is.
Would you agree to it?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I think I would too. Somebody's like, hey man, when they're real specific about the room, so it's not your whole house, just your kitchen, for whatever reason, is what
I
like.
I feel like pleather.
I went to a late night party once.
Okay.
Where they were filming some stuff. It was awkward.
Oh, so you've seen that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know this was going on when you got there, or is it just?
We did, and we were like real fired up, like, this is going to be awesome. And then it was just awkward.
How many people were watching?
I mean, there was, I don't know, 15 of us kind of watching. And then, like, some of the girls weren't in the scene, so they were kind of, like,
wandering around,
strippers for the night.
Okay.
Like, it was awkward. It literally
and
this
was not at the Bunny Ranch, right?
No.
This is just standard.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I think it would be really weird to watch two other people, you know, have sex in front of me.
I mean, it literally ends, like, we were excited about this all day, right?
Yeah.
Like, an inn, like, somebody's filming stuff in town, like, this is going to be awesome. And then, literally, it just ends, I think, like, it was late, and I just looked at my buddy and was like, do you want to just go drink beers? Like, because in theory, you're like, this should be super awesome.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, but, yeah, it was very awkward. And I think it's different if you're in, like, a lifestyle where other, like, there's groups
absolutely,
of people doing
yeah.
stuff. That would probably be cool. But, yeah, just watching people get paid to have sex was weird.
What'd you do tonight?
Went to a party.
You know,
hung out.
I mean, could you get a beer or anything while you're watching? Or?
I think that was part of the problem. I don't think you could.
All right, so
that's what makes it weird. Yeah. Like, if you're not doing anything other than standing there watching people have sex, I mean, there's no refreshment.
Like, they were, like, renting a space, so there was, like, weird rules for, like, I don't, like, I couldn't remember if they could have alcohol or something. Either way, we were very excited. I would probably not do it yet.
Is there a fluffer?
Like, are they on site? You know what I mean?
Is that a real? Is that a real thing?
Or
is
I know just... it's a real thing, but I know on professional shoots they'll have those people there. Like, you know what I mean? It's like your game time doctor, man. They got to massage the cramps or whatever's going on, put you back in the game.
Do you just stare, or do you turn away for a while, or you know what I mean, or what?
Like, I mean, it was both. And you're like a lap dance? I was like, ow.
Did you get one?
No. It doesn't say it was awkward. And that's like how the girl asked it. Like, did you guys like a lap dance? I was like, you're not really into this. Like, right. Come on. Like, I don't know what we're doing here. Like, have we been here half an hour? I don't care what we paid to get in here. Like, let's just get out of here.
Well, somebody here, and I've read the same article. It says, I read an article that porn companies are renting out Airbnbs to shoot the porns, and they point out I would be very mad if it was my house. Well, part of the thing with this article is that the Airbnbers obviously do not know this.
No.
Right, so it's just me saying, hey,
they see their home.
I'm going to rent your house in Portland for 3 nights or whatever. And they're like, yeah, yeah. And you pay for it. And I'm sure they even clean it up when they're done. But it's just like you said later, you know, certain friends like, dude, I'm pretty sure I saw your house.
But what if it was you? Could you really call yourself out on this? Like, I was watching this movie the other night. Look, honey, that's our living room.
Yeah, you could call it out.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Like, I'm the one watching this. This is meant for me. This is being made for people like me who are into this.
Yes.
How can I be really upset about my house being involved?
It depends.
Right?
It's one thing to say I was watching porn. No big deal, right? You're asleep on the sofa. What do you expect me to do? It depends what thumbnail I've clicked.
Right.
It's about the specificity of what it is I was looking for. So if it's just a regular porn, no problem. Like, look at this, man. They rented out our house and filmed a porn. I'm mad. But if it's, you know...
If it's up your alley, you're watching it.
That's what I mean.
So right, but it depends on what you're watching.
Like,
right.
I'm just going to go ahead and let it go.
Yeah, so I'm saying you might not want to call anybody out on it. Just like, hey.
You could lie and just be like, I read it online. I heard this company's been doing this, honey. Look, they used our place, too.
See, that's how you approach it. You say, hey, I read this article that people are filming porns in Airbnb, so why don't we surf some porn and see if our house shows up?
I just assume if you rent an Airbnb, and I know this is me being paranoid, that everything that you do is mostly on camera.
I don't know, man.
Is that me being paranoid? I mean, it sounds like...
I don't think it's a bad paranoia, only because you are in someone else's house, and if that's what you need to believe to not do anything, you know,
right,
untowardly, then good. But the people that get busted with the cameras in Airbnb, they get in a lot of trouble.
Like...
But it's one thing to have it in the living room.
Yeah.
It's different in the bedroom.
I've rented... Actually, I don't use Airbnb.
Who was the guy, Rob... Was it Rob Riggle? Was going through a separation from his
wife. Rob Riggle, yeah.
And she suspected him of cheating on her, so she put a camera in a smoke detector.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You didn't read this?
And recorded everything. So that's how she confronted him, like, you know, well, no, we're separated, but you said you do whatever. She was just trying
They were already separated.
Yeah, they weren't
together
anymore.
She went back and put this thing, because she was trying to get stuff, you know,
from
the divorce.
There's video of her wiring the damn thing in.
I don't know if she was right, but he realized it was there, so what Riggle did, you know, I would have instantly had a reaction. He played it cool and started feeding false information
right
to this thing.
So that she would say something about that false information. So, you know, in other words, like, yeah, it was me and Steve, like, boy, that was a great weekend. We had an Ocean Shores.
Blah, blah, blah.
We didn't go to Ocean Shores. So then when she confronts him, like, why were you at Ocean Shores last week?
I wasn't, but I know you're recording me.
Yeah. So that was basically how he kind of found out.
I guess if you own the home, you can film. I don't know. I've rented plenty of places. I never thought about there being cameras on the inside all the time.
I mean,
I assume on the outside,
right, exactly, like a Ring cam or whatever.
People have Ring cameras. They have baby monitors. What they have, like those teddy bear. If you don't trust your babysitter or whatever it is,
I bet you there's an Airbnb category out there.
I will check.
You know what I'm saying? I think
I'm
that might prove
for
a
the
lot
show
of our points, right? I don't know if you want to label it that way.
I don't know if you could, because they're a company, and they're not trying to promote the idea.
I'm sure somebody out there knows, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you ran out of Airbnb. Whether you were home at the time or not, what happened in your house? 206-421-ROCK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.